So we actually hooked up with a real Swede this week. He's speaking very Swedish, like, "Hello, my name is Christian, and have you seen my wallet?" Which actually means, "Hello, my name is Christian, have you seen my wallet?" And his name is Christian Leijon. He's from Stockholm. His producing name is Onova. And he had a huge hit this year called Platitude, which is out on Paul van Dyk's Vandit Recordings right now. So we decided to talk to him, and hey and hello, Christian.
Hey, what's up?
Your voice sound kind of dirty this week. Why, man?
Yeah, this is how you get when you drink a bottle of 30-year-old scotch.
So, Christian, your tracks has this kind of old-school melodies. What's the fucking magic, man?
I don't know, really. I started making music just to please my own taste of music, because I thought that trance was going in the wrong direction, that in the taste that I really enjoyed. So I started to do my own tracks, and I put a lot of energy in Platitude to make a real, you know, go back in time kind of trance.
Yeah, I mean, your melodies are fucking brilliant. And normally, today's trance, it's really nice produced, but the melodies, they are lacking.
Yeah, you know, I think that the melody track is, if you're gonna do a melody trance track, you really need to focus a lot of in the melody and bring out the energy that the melody can give. I think that many producers today focus very much on the production and be as original as possible. And I see, like, you can hear if a person has produced a track just because he wants to be original, or if he does something he really loves.
Yeah, I mean, your melodies, they are filled with love, baby. A lot of love. So, basically, this half year you have exploded, and I guess your friends think you are super rich and a superstar right now, or...?
Yeah, but, you know, today is not... many people think that you make, like, a huge amount of money if you make a hit trance track today, right?
That's actually very, very wrong.
Yeah.
We are pretty poor people.
Yeah, we are pretty poor people, and we spend a lot of time in the studio.
We are geeks, actually.
Yeah,
we are
music
geeks.
Yeah, but it's all a matter of promotion, you know. If you want to get to a good label, not because of the money, it's because of the promotion. If you get to a good label, it's easier to get noticed also. I mean, that's why you want to get to these bigger labels, because they have a huge influence on the scene. That's the only reason. But I signed to Monster Tunes because I actually turned down Arjuna Beats on this track. I must be one of the first people that ever done that.
Dude, you're fucking crazy. Why are you turning them down?
Because they weren't too, you know. First they wanted to play it on their show, you know, what's it called? Above and Beyond.
No clue, man. No clue.
Trans Around the World radio show.
Exactly, trans.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said, no, either you want to sign it or not. So, you know, I don't want to...
You're a very, very, very hard man, Christian.
Yeah, but I didn't want to expose the track. And then they said to me, like, they didn't want it because I wanted to be exclusive. So I got a nice deal from Monster Tunes, and James there, the R&R manager, he's a really great guy to work with, and I have a lot of thanks to him that I have come this far. Vandit license, that just came as a plus after like 1 month or so.
Sustain Your remix on Nyktalopia has been a huge hit. We actually don't know what Nyktalopia means. It could mean that you have a small penis in China or something. We don't actually have a clue what it means, right? Or do you know?
I have no idea, man. I have no idea.
We don't know what it means.
Yeah.
But this remix is actually really, really nice. I love the melody in it, and I love the thing you made with it.
Yeah, but many people think that I didn't really do very much in that remix. I think that I just enhanced the elements in the track that it has had from the beginning. You know, it has had a solid melody, but I felt that it lacked a bit in simplicity and energy. You know. So I just took the basic elements, did my shit around it, and it turned out pretty good. Yeah.
You're also cooping together with Sebastian Branden, the Swedish trance scene guy. You know, there's quite many cool names here. There's like Airbase, Colby, Mike Shiver, you, and shitloads of many producers. But we actually got a Swedish trance mafia. The Trance Mafia, yeah.
Yeah, the Swedish Trance Mafia. It's funny that people think that we talk like the Germans.
Yeah, actually, why?
I don't know. We are not from like Germany.
Hello, my name is Heinrich Buttrescher, yeah.
And you know this this thing that people have, this Inga from Sweden?
Yeah, who the fuck is Inga? I mean, she's one German slut who actually moved to Sweden. I mean, seriously, Ingas here.
No, it's like a girl that, you know, this juggling Swiss girl with some ponytail.
My name is Inga, and I'm from Sweden. I mean, it's so bad marketing from our country. Actually, yeah. we have that nice girls, of course, but not with that names, and actually
not that accent either.
Yeah, exactly. We do have blonde people in Sweden, but most of them aren't that blonde, and yeah.
No.
So Christian, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
And tack så jävla mycket för att komma här.
Tack själv.
Och we'll see you hopefully next year, okay? Or no, this year.
Next year. Yeah. I hope that this year.
Take care, man.
Take care, man.
Bye.
Bye.